So looking at this list and discussing Nebraska quarterbacks, do we all remember the starting quarterbacks in the Big 12 in 2008? Because as I scrolled through this list, there was a lot of familiar names from that season in 2008. These are the starting quarterbacks in the conference. Sam Bradford of Oklahoma, Colt McCoy at Texas, Graham Harris. Well, let's just look where they ended up. Sam Bradford goes on, wins the Heisman, has a okay NFL career, got paid. Colt McCoy, still in the NFL. Graham Harrell from Texas Tech. He's a rising offensive coordinator in the game of football. Chase Daniel from Missouri. Also, Blaine Gabbert was his backup that season at Mizzou in 2008. Chase Daniel, still in the NFL making money. Todd Reesing from KU. Zach Robinson at Oklahoma State. Joe Gans at Nebraska. RG3 at Baylor. Josh Freeman at Kansas State. Jared Johnson at Texas A&M. Austin Arnaud at Iowa State. And then Dan Hawkins' kid at Colorado. Those were the starting quarterbacks in the Big 8 Conference. Or the Big 12 Conference, I beg your pardon, in 2008. I mean, Bradford had 50 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions that year. Graham Harrell had 45 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions that season. Almost every single quarterback had a monster year in 2008. And, you know, you had RG3 was a true freshman in 2008. Yeah, because he would win the Heisman in 11. That's a heck of a class in 2008. Playing in the Big 12, because Bradford and Griffin would win Heismans. McCoy and Daniel, Chase Daniel was a Heisman finalist in 07. Graham Harrell was a Heisman finalist. Reesing got a little bit of love. Reesing might have been a top 10 guy in the Heisman in 07 and 08. And then to add on to that, Bradford, RG3, and Josh Freeman from Kansas State all went on to be first-round draft picks. That's the Big 12 quarterback class of 2008, and quite a few of those are represented on Bill Connolly's list of the top 60 quarterbacks in the 2000s that he released. None of, outside of Eric Crouch, of Nebraska's 17 that started in the 2000s are on that list. Again, Mayfield, Newton, Vince Young, Tim Tebow, Joe Burrow. My list, Crouch becomes your number one and should be your number one. Zach Taylor, Taylor Martinez, Joe Gans, Adrian Martinez. George will have his NBA minute coming up within the hour. So, a lot of discussion on quarterbacks. Whether it be a 32-year-old guy in Seattle that is a little sleepless, or Deshaun Watson wants out. Did you hear the report out of Houston? Teams that are interested in Deshaun Watson are leaving voicemails. What do you think that voicemail sounds like? An NFL GM calls and he leaves a voicemail. Hey, I'm interested in your quarterback that wants out of your organization. Can you call me back? But there's another part of the real world that we all experience with what I think Deshaun Watson is doing to Houston. Here's your options if you're Houston. You prepare for a holdout. You don't trade him. You say, you know what? We signed you to a contract. You signed the contract. We're going to keep you here. Or if we're going to trade you, you're going to help us go get the haul to replace you. Now, we all know what's going to change between now and the start of training camp. See, is Deshaun going to wake up one day and go, oh, I'm good. But you might be past the point of no return. I still think he's in Houston. I don't think you can trade him. But Houston may already think that they were not going to have him with the coach that you hired. Hey, this guy's getting his first shot in the NFL. We're going to throw him to the Wolves. Help us get it through this transition. And then when we get good again, we'll bring in a different coach. But if you're going to trade him, just like Seattle is, how do you win it? Do you get an abundance of high picks back? Do you get your quarterback of the future back? Can you? I mean, who's going to be the quarterback in Seattle if Russell Wilson is not the quarterback? Anybody ever thought of that? I know Deshaun Watson, who tweeted out about loyalty. Does loyalty exist anymore? It's a good question. Whether it be in sports, our own personal life with our jobs, does loyalty exist anymore? It does if you trust the people you work for and you have a good, open relationship. But we all understand everything is a business. You're hired to be fired. But Deshaun Watson, and all these cryptic tweets about loyalty. Social media is really bad in situations like this. Because what was it that J.J. Watt tweeted out the other day? No one has any clue what that means. Okay, so everybody's cryptic on social media with tweets and Instagram posts. And I mean, it muddies the process.
JJ's
but that's
trolling.
But that's the whole point of it, okay? But good luck to David Coley, the new head coach. I'm sure he's pretty excited. He's a lifelong football guy, gets his first NFL job, and it's no J.J. Watt, maybe no Deshaun Watson. Hey, just get us through. You're an old guy. You know what? We're giving you a break. There's a lot of people that turned us down. Just get us through this part, and then we're going to move on. But you know what the Deshaun Watson situation does feel like to me? He's trying to get out of Houston. He's trying to cancel his service from Houston. And Houston keeps putting him on hold. What's the most difficult thing you've ever tried to end with a business that they won't let you quit it? You know what mine is? Have you ever had Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, talk about this.
We all... If you go out to Woodhouse Place Nissan right now and get a new vehicle, they're going to get you some, you know, a couple of months free of Sirius XM. But if you ever... And Sirius XM is, you know, they're always dropping deals on you, $5 for the next 3 months. And I'm a satellite subscriber. I have been in the past. But I pick and choose, and I play the game with them. Okay? You're not charging me full boat. Okay? I'm getting one of these deals. And usually during baseball season, I like to have the package because it's got all the games, you know, all the different music channels that I like to listen to. I love Howard Stern. But have you, George, ever tried to end your service with SiriusXM?
When you said that, that was the one thing that came to mind.
I made the transition from one vehicle to another, okay? And I knew I was getting 3 months of free service. So I'm frugal. I'm a tightwad. I didn't want to pay for it. So I went to cancel it. I couldn't get them off the phone. They kept stringing me along and putting me on hold. And the first 5 minutes I was polite. I just said... I have no need for, I'm not upset at your service. I really, really enjoy it. But at this point, hell, we're in a pandemic. I said, I don't have a need for your service. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to end it. I'm coming back. I didn't say that to him, okay? But I just wanted to end it. I didn't want to be charged anymore. I just wanted out. They wouldn't let me out. The young man on the phone, I think he was young. He had a young-sounding voice. He went through the whole process of, well, why are you upset? And I said, I'm not upset. I'm making a transition. I'm not in my car as much anymore. And he was like, okay. But we do have this great deal right now to loyal. And I'm like, and I listened for the first time. And I said, hey, that sounds great. It's, you know, I love the service, but right now is not for me. Well, let me put you on hold and I'll get a code for you. I'm like, why do I need a code? I'm calling you to end it. Just in the computer, hit terminated service. Now we're on about 15 minutes here, and I'm on hold.
Gary does not like being on the phone.
No. And I wanted to make sure I got it. You know, I ended the service because I didn't want to get charged. Yeah. And he comes back on. And he says, Mr. Sharp, are you still there? And I said, yes, but you don't need to call me Mr. Sharp. That's my dad. Just call me Gary. So that kind of made the kid chuckle. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm talking to an old man on the phone. He said, we can do this for you. And I interrupted him. I said, is this by clicking the button on your computer screen that says terminate service, cancel service? And he said, no. If you just want the sports channels, we've got a package for you. Took the cell phone away from my face, I said something out loud.
Yep.
And then I put it back, and I said, that's great, and I don't want to waste any more of your time. I just want to cancel my service. Okay, 1 second.
Okay, hold on 1 minute.
When somebody tells you 1 second, damn well better bet it's not 1 second.
Nope.
Okay. Guy gets back on, and he's friendly, man. I'm like, if things don't work out, and I said this to him, if things don't work out at Sirius, you're going to go work at Jiffy Lube because there's no other place in town that tries to upsell you than Jiffy Lube. And he laughed. He's like, oh, this guy's funny. Let me give him another pitch to keep his service. And it was probably about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And I stayed on there because I wanted to guarantee that my service was canceled and I wasn't going to have my credit card continue to be charged.
Right.
That's what I see with the Texans. They won't expire Deshaun Watson. He's still getting service. And now that you said that, I am glad that I'm not alone with that company.
No, you're not.
Hey, I'm getting a new car. I'm going to get 3 months of free service. I don't need to pay for this anymore. I should have probably said that. And then it was like, well, that seems to be a little bit fishy. But there has to be, there's other cases of companies that are just like this, that they won't let you cancel your service. SiriusXM, that's what you do. And I'm a fan. 25 minutes. Deshaun Watson now is what, 2 months of trying to cancel his Houston Texan service? Did you have a 25 minute? Did it take you 25 minutes to cancel your service?
It took me about 15 to 20.
But they kept coming back with deals, right?
Absolutely. Dan just called and he said they're not customer service reps; they're actually salespeople, and they actually get money. They get deducted money when a cancellation goes through. So he was actually trying to save that.
So the individual salesperson, just because they happen to pick up the phone?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they're.
Like, I have nothing against the kid. I don't even remember what his name is. I don't want him to get docked.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be charged anymore. Okay, I don't want it. And he kept trying to upsell. I mean, I was down to the point that I was going to get all of the SiriusXM channels for like $3 a month for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that sounds like a great deal, but not for me. And I think I crushed the person's hopes.
Oh, wow.
They're like, that's the best. And he sold it as, this is the best deal we can give you. This is like, I've heard nightmares. I didn't have, the only satellite TV I've ever had is Dish.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago. When Dish was runner-up to DirecTV. I've heard nightmares of people trying to cancel DirecTV where they won't let you cancel it. As much as you try and get out, they say, no, you must stay in. And they keep upselling you.
Yep.
And they keep giving you these deals. I do remember now. Thank you, Dan. This kid said, this is the best deal that we can give you. I think he even went with the BS thing. I talked to my manager. No, you didn't. It's on the screen. This is what you go next. I think he said, I talked to my manager, and this is what we can do for you. We've got 12 months of service for just $3 per month. I just want to end it.
That is one hell of a deal.
Yeah, but he went with the line, talk to my manager. I wanted to say, no, you didn't.
He talked to his other caller that was on the other line, doing the same thing.
See, I would be terrible working at one of these places that's answering the phone. First of all, I'd have a conversation like, hey, you know, tell me your story.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And then if somebody, I would take it personally. Like, oh, really? You're really canceling that service? Really? Do you know what we can do for you? It's true. Like, then you like feel shame.
Yeah.
It's like you go to Jiffy Lube and they're showing you an air filter that is from somebody else's car. And they're like, hey, look what we found here. You might want to look at this. And you're like, I don't think that came out of my car. And they're like, uh-oh. Hey, right now, we're having this special just for you because you're a loyal customer. We're going to change your oil for $19.99. And you go, doesn't it say that right on the sign right now? Oil change, $19.99. This is what the Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans are doing right now. Texter Bernie says it takes an act of Congress to cancel Cox Cable. That's a whole nother story. I went into Cox Cable back in the fall because I had to upgrade my internet to do games from my office. And the lady said, you're paying way too much. We can give you a better deal. And I said, how come nobody's told me that?
Right. Why can't you call me and tell me that?
She goes, you're really paying that much?
Shocked. She was shocked.
Yes. Every seventh day of the month, I realize I'm paying a lot for your services. Well, you're paying way too much. We have this. So we have Sirius XM radio and DirecTV are two of the more difficult things to cancel. Any company out there to help with your customer service, please allow us to easily cancel our service and then pay our bill.
That's it.
Why is it so difficult for some companies when I go online to pay my bill? It is such a challenge. I'm giving you money. I give you, I take away. Make it easy. That's how life is. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.